This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we looked at Isaiah chapter 40. In this particular chapter, we learned how to find comfort and how to comfort others. We also learned what a proper assessment of man looks like. Man is like grass or flowers, very temporal, vanishing after a brief period of time. We need to recognize that we are frail. Then we need to develop and help others develop a proper appreciation of God. He is all-powerful. He has all authority. He knows everything. No one can teach him anything. He can't be compared to anyone or anything. He is above everything. He is adequate. Once we understand our mortality and God's total self-sufficiency, then we need to humbly surrender to and depend upon God and encourage others to do the same. Notice what it says in verse 31. But those who hope in or wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar up as wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Ultimately, we must turn to God if we are going to experience the comfort of God, if we're going to experience God working in us and through us in the midst of our circumstances, or if we're going to develop purpose and meaning in life. If we want to be useful in this short span of time allotted to us here on earth, we must turn to God. We must hope in Him, trust in Him, and wait on Him. Then He provides the strength, guidance, direction, and purpose. He makes your life full and meaningful. That is how you'll find true comfort and courage in life.